All year round, Frontier Home Products and Design has what you need to make your home comfortable and beautiful. Relax on a new timber tech deck designed by Frontier's experts. A new fireplace from Frontier Home Products Fireplace Gallery adds warmth and serenity to any home. Beauty and versatility at Frontier Home Products and Design Center, 4213 Peachtree, 5th next to the Bayfront Highway.
Frontier Home Products and Design Center. Discover a new frontier.
PA contractor number PA039007.
I'm Jody Crumpy, director of the Erie City Mission Thrift Stores and Donation Center. When you shop at one of our two thrift stores or drop off items at our donation center, you are providing a meal, you are housing a man in our shelter, helping men and women overcome addiction, and giving our inner city youth an opportunity to learn. I want to thank you for making a difference. This is our city, our mission. God bless you.
Welcome to TalkErie.com's Joel Natale Show, Erie, Pennsylvania's daily podcast. Every day, we tackle the biggest issues that the Erie, PA region faces. Stay informed and involved as we advance the narrative of Erie. Now, here's Joel Natale.
We want to welcome in the mayor of the city of Erie, Joe Schember. Mayor Schember, how are you?
I'm good, Joel. Thanks a lot for having me on. I appreciate it.
We appreciate you coming on here. Sure. It's always busy in the city. I want to kind of first get to what you talked about yesterday. You had some folks from at your press conference from law enforcement.
Yes.
Regarding the eclipse.
Yeah, April 8th. That's a big day here in Erie.
Is it being both of us being Italians? Is that day starting to give you some agita or something? Or?
I tell you, we're nervous about it. It's like we can't seem to do enough. But, you know, normally, if like on July 3rd, when we shoot off the fireworks, we have about 8,000 cars, and it takes them about 2 hours to get off the Presque Isle and to clear the Bayfront Parkway. Sure. We're expecting now to get anywhere from 58,000 to 200,000 additional cars in the area. And it's, and we've heard from other places that have hosted this that it took them 12 hours to get all the cars moved and gone.
Well, check this out, Mayor. Just in our little company, both myself and a coworker have visitors coming in from out of town, staying with us to see the eclipse.
I've heard a lot about that from people. A lot of people have told me.
So they're staying with our in our homes. It's not a hotel thing.
Yes,
it's hey, you're having this eclipse. We're coming.
Yes,
you know, and they'll probably watch it outside our door. Or go up to where I live. We would probably go to either Bakersfield or behind Jefferson.
That's good.
And but just extrapolate that from even what 10% of the population doing that.
Yes,
it's a lot.
Yeah, one of the things we're happy about is we could be the third largest city in Pennsylvania again with the number of people coming here.
Exactly. We'll drain Pittsburgh and they'll all be in Erie, right?
That's right. A lot of Pittsburgh, a lot of Cleveland, a lot of Buffalo people.
Right. Somebody said, too, that, if they're predicting a lot of clouds in Buffalo, but it's sunny and Erie, people will literally drive down. That's like right. they'll make that decision that day.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is a once in a lifetime opportunity to see this. And it's very unique. It's going to be like for 4 minutes, it turns to dark. It's like it's the middle of the night. We're supposed to lose at least 10 degrees of warmth because of the sun being blocked like that. So it's pretty incredible, and it's going to be a neat thing. We did decide, I think you know, we decided to close City Hall.
Yes.
So that as many of our employees as can work from home. They don't have to be driving downtown.
Where will you be? Will you be at some kind of a command center or something?
I'm planning to be at City Hall.
Yeah.
And if the police need me to do something, the firefighters do, I'll respond appropriately.
Okay. But, I mean, it literally could be, you almost have to prepare for anything.
You're right. And it's almost impossible to do that. There's so many possibilities as to what might happen. But it's encouraging. Yeah.
So it sounds like, though, that Chief Spizzarni and the firefighters, they're on the job for this.
They definitely are. In fact, that day, all of our police officers are working.
Okay.
So anyway, they have three different shifts, and some will be working second shift and third shift also. But they're all going to be there during, from about 2 to 5, 4 or 5 or so. Yeah.
And we'll hope that people will disperse well. There's a lot of events. I mean, throughout the downtown, east side, west side, and then outside the city as well. My goodness.
Yeah. We're really hoping people might stay a little longer. Like, don't leave that evening, you know, but spend another night here in Erie. Enjoy a lot of the things we have, the bayfront, the, you know, the peninsula. There's some great things to see here in Erie. And even downtown, there's a lot of good things going on, as you know well.
There, so. Yeah, and next day is opening day for the Seawolves.
That's right.
We're starting right up here.
We sure are.
I got to ask you, here we are looking out the side. It's the Ides of March, March 15th. Uh-huh. There's not one little pile of snow outside.
Yes.
Do you have you heard anything from Public Works and how much money you've saved this year on snow plowing and so on?
I haven't heard a number, but I'm sure it's pretty substantial because all of our salt, most of it is still sitting there. It'll still be here next year.
I mean, no OT, right?
Right. That's right. No overtime. Yes, absolutely. It's been good, and all of our workers went back to their regular schedules now. You know, so we figure it's pretty much over now. We're in the middle of March. We still could get a little snow, but it's not going to be anything substantial.
And we didn't have those deep freezes.
Oh.
So it makes me wonder what kind of pothole activity you'll be dealing with this spring.
Yeah, I don't think it's anywhere close as bad. And in fact, for the last couple of weeks, we've been working on the potholes.
Have you really?
Them. Yeah. Yes. Yes.
So that helps when you consider that the budget is pretty fragile.
You're right. Yes. And, you know, our budget, you know, is really negative. We took some money and set it aside and have been using it to cover. So we haven't had to raise taxes in 5 years, which I'm really happy about. And I want to keep doing that. But, you know, our key is we want more people to come to Erie, live here, work here, and increase taxes. Because as you know, we lost about 40,000 people since you and I were kids growing up here in Erie. And that's been pretty costly.
Yeah. Yeah. Before I take the break, I want to ask you about the new fire chief. Yes. Chief Walco, he retired, so you have a new chief.
Yeah, the new chief, he's been the assistant chief since Joe took over as the chief, and he's been doing really well. I'm very pleased with him. And
Leonard, right?
Leonard Trott, yes.
And he had been an assistant chief for a while?
He had been the assistant chief, yes.
Okay.
And so that's, he's doing very well, and I have a lot of faith in him.
Good. Are you done with your hiring? You've been on a hiring spree, especially in the police department. But did you hire some firefighters too?
I know we are going to hire some firefighters because there's been some turnover there.
Yeah.
We're much better with the current employees now, but we still have some openings that we're trying to fill.
What are those more? I mean, you still have some fifth floor openings.
I think we've really filled most, if not all, of the fifth floor. But there are some of our other departments have positions they need. I think there's about five or six of them. Still out there.
You were in the 15 range, right?
You're right. Yes.
Yeah.
We missed some really key people that happened to leave. And you know, obviously we weren't happy, but we certainly respect those people and their choice to do that.
So we're back to almost full complement.
We are. Yeah. It's much better now. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
And and right now with the police, we're kind of watching, I would think, the levels of, you know, there's attrition that happens every year, right?
Yes.
So you're hoping that you'll be able to keep the young guys that you brought in.
Yes.
But you're going to have to watch the budget numbers and make sure you cover all that.
Absolutely. You know, we added the 15 additional police officers, and we've got that covered with the ARP funding through the end of 2026, so a little over two more years, over two and a half more years even. But if next year it doesn't look like our population is growing and there's going to be more revenue coming in, then we're going to stop replacing police officers.
Okay.
We'll go down that 50, take that 15 back to where it was, zero.
All right. I got a couple more minutes. I want to ask you, too, about the immigration piece of this. Now, you went to a New American ceremony today.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That was, that always turns me on. It makes me feel really good to be at these. Because, you know, my grandparents came here and went through that. I have a great speech I give to them, and I told them, I like to take pictures with each one of them. They take a picture of everyone together. But then I said, if you want to take an individual picture with me, I think just about every one of the 59 was lined up to do that.
And
that never gets old for me or tired. It was really a great feeling. And, you know, I think about my grandparents who came here, and my grandparents from Sicily, he couldn't even speak very good English. So I had a hard time understanding my grandfather. My grandmother was better, but, and we went to visit them every Sunday. And, it was just a wonderful thing. And I always tell them in my speech, the people that we just swore in, that your grandkids could be mayor of Erie someday, just like I became mayor of Erie. And I said, I hope they do. You know, so
amazing.
It was really neat.
You know, the thing that needs to be articulated clearly is that when you go to a ceremony, a naturalization ceremony, those are people that have been, they've been through the process of becoming citizens of the United States.
Yes.
The current immigrants that are coming through the borders, and now we're hearing that we have to worry about the northern border too, right?
Yeah.
Is there concern that there are more, even if they are documented, but more immigrants coming to Erie insofar as through the border, or you're waiting for asylum and all of that stuff?
Yeah. Yeah, I know we do have a lot of immigrants that are coming to Erie, and but they've all gone through the process. As far as I know, I haven't heard of any here that are just, you know,
just kind of bust in or something.
Yeah, and I'm really happy. There are some people doing that, especially down on our southern border, and I know that they were transporting some of those people to northern cities, and letting them go. But I don't think that's happened here yet. And if it does, I've had someone that's stepped up and said they'll help us take care of it if it does.
Okay.
But that's the last thing I'd like to see happen, because that we've got enough problems to deal with right now. You know, our police respond to over 1,100 calls a week where they have to investigate something or talk to somebody, and they usually have 100 or more calls to problems in homes, you know, domestic problems.
Sure.
So they're very busy with that, and they do a good job with it, but we don't want to add, you know, people that are here illegally to that. And as soon as we hear anything like that, we're going to try to put an end to it. But
right now, it seems like this is not something that has come across your desk or is being reported to you.
It has not. And I know it's been discussed a lot, but nothing has happened yet.
Yeah.
So
again, a lot of my listeners are watching national news and seeing it. I mean, right now I saw a picture today of people that were sleeping in Boston Logan Airport.
Wow.
Yeah. You know, because they don't have a place to put them.
Yes.
And that is, again, that's not happening in Erie.
Yeah.
There's a lot of cool things happening. I heard, for example, that that Fifth Street's going to be reopening soon here in the next, like, 2 months.
That's exciting, yes.
You know, that the you know, some of the more of the buildings are going to be finished.
Yes.
You hear good things about, you know, what's going on at 10th and State up there.
Yes.
You know.
That's very exciting, what's going on to transform that.
Yeah. And of course, the next steps for things like Erie Coke and for EMI. While I'm on that subject, let's talk 12th Street here.
Okay.
You had a news release come out, and you're looking for public input on this 12th Street Reimagine. It's coming out of the planning department mostly.
Yes, yes.
But what can you tell us from your perspective on the fifth floor there?
Yeah, what we're really trying to do is get a good plan for 12th Street, because, of course, when we were younger growing up, 12th Street was incredible. You could, there were always good jobs, but those jobs don't even exist anymore.
No.
The kind of jobs I had, you know, when I worked on 12th Street. But we want 12th Street to be reimagined and still be a good place. It's obviously a very busy highway, a lot of traffic on it. So we want to have good things going on as well. And we want the jobs of the future here, not the jobs of the past. And that's what we're working hard to try to create. And that's what this study is all about. We want to come up with a plan for here's how we're going to renovate 12th Street. And even right out by I-79, where that huge business was torn down, a new business bought that. And I think they're waiting for us to announce our Chris or something where they can get some good assistance to start to develop them. So we're working on that as well.
I would think, like, right now, as far as capital investment from the state, you probably have quite a list for the RACP funding, right?
Yes.
How much control or power do you have at this local level, or is it more this influence of saying, hey, here's our top five? I mean, you guys get to do a list?
Yeah, that's part of it. Yeah, we apply for federal funds every year.
This is state.
I should say state, not federal funds.
Yep.
And, one of the things we'd like to do over the next 3 years, we're working on our new location there on State Street.
Yes.
And we'd like 5,000 each year that we would then match, and that would give us over 3 years. That's $30,000.
You mean 30 million?
$30 million. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
$30 million.
And carry a couple zeros.
That's right. Absolutely.
So you're looking for grant money for that whole shoot and match.
Do you have
any ARP for that, or just for acquisition?
We did spend ARP for acquisition, but that was the only ARP that we had left.
Oh, okay.
And we have till the end of this year to make a final decision. We've spent over half of our ARP funding already, and not just a little bit over half, not way over. But we have, if we want to make any changes, we have a plan. But if we want to make any changes, we have to do it by the end of this year.
Okay.
We want to make sure all the money is going to get spent, because we don't want to send any of it back.
100%.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
So you're saying that you got over $70 million.
Yes, yes.
And you've spent about 35-ish or 37-ish.
Yeah, right in that area.
And what always confused me about it, and again, I'm not going to put you up. Maybe we should do like a budget session with this, but...
Yeah. Put me on the spot.
Just the idea of... You've got ARP, but you also have infrastructure money. And so I wonder if there were things that we had on our ARP wish list that we could switch over to the infrastructure bill. I'm sure you're already thinking about all this stuff. Or maybe I'm totally washed up on this.
Actually, all the ARP funding is designated already where it should go.
But it has nothing to do with stuff that would have qualified as infrastructure, like broadband or stormwater or other sanitary sewer and all that stuff.
Actually, we did designate a little over $10 million to fix up our stormwater system, which people...
Under ARP?
Yes. And that was a fine way to use it.
Okay.
And that's something people don't see at all. It's all under the ground.
Sure, sure, yeah.
But 2 years ago, what really motivated us to do this is 2 years ago, we had a problem at 4th and East Avenue. You remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And it cost us $1.5 million to fix it. So what we want to do is look at it all and repair it all so that it doesn't collapse like that one did again.
Right. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, because I was going to ask you again, the social media is buzzing about stormwater fee bills are out.
Yes.
And literally somebody name dropped me, because I told you this story that all of my bills go to escrow, and so I don't even think about when I get a bill from the city. But that one bill I had to pay, and I had to pay a penalty, $2.40 or whatever it was. But honestly, you have to make sure you open up those bills, because they're due at the end of May, I think.
Well, they're due at discount at the end of April, or at the end of March, actually.
At the end of March is the discount, the 2%?
Yes, and you get a discount on that payment as well.
Okay, cool.
I was surprised when I opened my bills up and I saw.
And you can pay these online, right? You don't have to come down to the market.
You can pay them online. You can mail them in.
Yeah. All right.
Yes.
I'll just do that. Literally all my taxes, my school tax, county tax, city tax, goes to the escrow, right?
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
So we'll see. But and what was interesting about some of the other kind of community conversations with stormwater is it's really the one fee instance that everybody's the same. If you have, what is it, 2,400 square feet of impermeable roof, right?
Yes.
Whether you're a nonprofit, a church, a business, a house,
yeah,
apartment building. You all pay that $2,400.
That's right.
$24 for 2,400 square
feet. That's why we did it that way, actually. Because it was much better than just increasing taxes by much more because not as many people pay taxes.
Right. And again, I don't want to bust them for you, but I will say this. It is frustrating to me that same 2,400 square feet in 6th and Wallace is the same fee as the 2,400 square feet at 6th and Cherokee.
Yes, because they're all paying for the same thing. I mean, obviously, right, the people at 6th and Cherokee could probably afford more.
Yeah, but yeah.
They're all paying to fix the system underground.
It is what it is. All right. Yes. I've got like 1.5 minutes left.
Okay.
And have we started doing some of our remediation with stormwater? I know you had to fix that big deal down at the Lower East Side.
Yes.
But were we like under a plan? Because there was a lot of stuff that was on the punch list.
Yes. We've been looking at the areas in the inner city mostly because those were the first ones that were put in. They're over 100 years old. And so we've been looking at them and doing repairs as needed. We've got that $10 million we need to spend by the end of 2026. And
is this something that you guys can do, or do you farm that out?
Yeah, I think most of it we do ourselves.
Okay.
Yeah, and we've got
under Public Works.
Under Public Works, that's correct.
Okay.
We've got people that work on that regularly and know.
Sure.
Yes.
And again, this is different than the sanitary sewer. There's been some money that has come through different grants and things.
Yes.
For sanitary,
yes,
you know,
yes,
lift stations or whatever they call that.
Yeah. One thing I'm really blessed with is we have people that really write great grants and do that. Renee Lamus kind of leads that group. Mm-hmm. And like last year, we got about $17 million in grants.
Fantastic.
But we had about another $19 million that hadn't been approved yet. We hadn't heard.
Oh, okay.
And some of those have started to come in at the beginning of this year now. And we're also working on submitting other grants.
Mayor, I'm going to bring up a couple of topics that originated out of council, mm-hmm, and I want you to weigh in. Let's first start with Kathy Schaaf and her concern over public restrooms.
Yes.
You know, she said she's been open and saying, hey, you know, when I go visit a place, I'm always trying to be aware of where the restrooms are.
Yeah.
And we used to, years ago, again, this is before my time, but there used to be bathrooms underneath the bus stand.
Perry Square.
Right? Perry Square.
Perry Square, yes, there was.
I'm not sure I would have ever gone down there.
Me either.
But I guess they filled them in with dirt or whatever.
Yes, that's right.
First off, don't we have public water at Perry Square? Didn't we put a fountain?
I do remember. Yes, I believe that's still there.
Okay.
Yes.
And now they're looking at options for restrooms.
Yes. Yeah.
When you guys, and again, you were at that study session.
Yes.
The other day, it was literally like Tuesday night or whatever.
Yes.
What are your impressions on that whole concept there?
Well, I think it public restrooms would definitely be a good thing to have because we all never know exactly when we're going to have to go to the bathroom,
right,
or when we might need it. The problem is, you know, paying for it, number one, and then maintaining it as well,
mm-hmm,
because bad things tend to happen in public restrooms too. So, we need to have people there kind of just making sure everything's okay.
Yeah.
And they'd have to earn a salary. And cleaning the restrooms is important too.
Sure.
Sometimes people leave a real mess behind after they, mm-hmm, use the restroom, and then the next person is not comfortable going in there even. So we got to do that regularly as well.
What I guess they're studying these things. Had there ever do you know if the city hall itself, before we did all the safety,
yes,
upgrades, was that kind of considered a place,
I think it might,
of last resort?
Or actually an easy place to go to, it might have been considered. Because there's a couple restrooms, you know, right on the first floor where you
right.
go in. And I think they'll still let people in to use the restroom as well.
But you have to go through security.
Yeah, you still have to go through security and be checked. Yeah. And yes.
And I think this has come up recently because after COVID, a lot of the stores and things will not just let anybody come
that's right. yeah.
into there.
You have to be a customer to use the restroom, or you have to buy food there if you're in a... And most restaurants do have restrooms in them, but again, you have to be a paying customer.
So the but it's, you know, it's a, like one of the council members was saying, it's kind of public dignity, it's, you know, public safety kind of a thing. Is this going to have to be a budget item, or, you know, grant item that you guys are going to be looking for here?
Yeah, we're definitely going to have to find the source for the funding if we move forward with it. And I'm not sure yet what that's going to be. It's going to be fairly expensive, not just to put it in, but then also to maintain it and keep it safe.
Yeah, somebody was mentioning, you know, Glenwood Park, south of the zoo, has restrooms.
That's right.
But they're only open to certain times.
That's right. And you're supposed to be there using it, not just to use the restroom, but you're there eating lunch or something. And then it's okay. And I believe they have a guard permanently on duty, too.
Oh, do they really? Yeah. Okay. So when you think about that, there's that one.
Yes.
You've got Bayview Park. You've got Frontier. I think Frontier, they might have like a funky Port-a-John.
Sometimes there's one there, but it's not always there. I'll say that.
And then then inside of the Leaf building, but I'm not sure how much public access is there.
Yeah, I don't think there's a lot of public access to that either. Yeah,
that's a pretty big park without a restroom.
It is a big park. Yes, it sure is. I run in it a lot, actually.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
So this is kind of like... what Kathy's brought up is kind of a bigger issue.
It's a big issue, absolutely. And if we could find a way to do it, we're fully supportive of it. Okay. The question is, where's all the funding going to come from that's needed?
I'm thinking Roger Young, since they have a pool, they must have restrooms there.
I'm sure they do. Where you would go and change into your swimsuit. Right. Yes.
But again, locked most of the time.
Yes, yes. That's right. Not everybody can use it.
Wow. Also coming from council, I got to say, it was a brutal night. A few weeks ago, of the council considering a resolution to call for a ceasefire, and according to the Erie Jewish community, it was akin to basically, desiring the elimination of Israel. It was just a very, very, in my opinion, a very bad night for Erie.
Yeah, I agree with you. I wasn't really happy about what council passed, but they chose to do it. I think it might have been a 4-3 vote, if I remember right.
Something like that.
5-2 or something.
Yeah.
But I can't see us as a city doing anything about that. Mm-hmm. We really should be focusing our attention on things that will make Erie better and focus on that rather than national and international types of things. That's certainly a problem, what's going on over there now with that war, and a lot of people are getting killed. A lot of innocent people seem to be getting killed. But I can understand that Israel is probably very concerned about their future, and so they're trying to be forceful with their return fire.
What are you hearing on the homeless issue, people being unhoused? We had an interview, was it in the last month, with Boo Haggerty, talking about, you know, some of the ideas that they have.
Yeah.
I know that the city's been working on this. The home team's there's a lot of people coming at this.
Absolutely. And we actually work on it with Boo. We're part of that group and always talk to him and involved. And I really like him. I like what he's doing. Mm-hmm. And he's probably saying this is going to take 2 or 3 years to actually do. Very expensive. It would be nice if we could pick it up a little bit quicker. And I know there are people concerned about this summer in Erie. How are people going to be safe? I think we still have about 150 people in Erie who have been on the street for a year or more. And those are the ones where we have a plan for what we're trying to do. And we think by this summer we should have at least 25 homes. And these would be comfortable homes. It would be apartments, but they would be, you'd live there, not like some of the places these people sleep now, where they're kicked out at a certain time in the morning and they can't come back till evening. This would be their apartment. And we really believe that this is an important step in getting people to turn their lives around and, get comfortable. And there will be people there at these homes too, that help them with things, like help them get their life together, help them handle problems. If It may be a problem with drugs or alcohol,
right?
But let's work through that and get you a good job so you can be earning money and have a decent life. And the first step towards that is having a place to live full time.
I really appreciated how Boo said it on the radio, in that, you know, you worry about somebody's mental health. Well, you think about it this way. If you don't sleep well because you don't have a place to sleep.
Yes.
I mean, and you're up every 15, yes, 20 minutes. That, after a few days, you really start losing your health, mental health.
You're right. I can't even imagine living like that.
No.
You know, living on the street and maybe getting in for a night to sleep in a place here, but then you're out on the street again, no place to go. I do see those people. A lot of them talk to me. I walk up and down State Street quite a bit, and they'll talk to me, and they'll ask me for money, and I usually just say, I'm sorry, I can't.
Right.
And they usually just accept that, and we move on. Occasionally, I'll reach in and give something, what Boo is working on, and again, he's the leader of that, and there's a whole team behind him working on it, including a couple people from City Hall.
Okay.
Go to the meetings, and we're really encouraged like that. I'd really like to find a way to move it forward more quickly, but right now the problem is, where's the funding coming from?
Right. Again, it's
how are we going to get there?
It's another priority on the RCAP list.
Yes.
And, yes. Yeah, were you aware that there was a kind of a tent city that cropped up?
Yes.
Just south of the tracks.
Yes.
And so, what generally do the police do when that kind of happens?
I think they first just try to get them to act okay, you know, not to cause problems, not to go and steal things, places, or that sort of thing. But it is a problem, and I think eventually somebody is going to try to break that up.
Yeah.
But then, if we have a good place that they could go to live, that would be much better way
choice.
To get them. Yes. Yes. Yeah. Absolutely.
For sure.
Yes.
All right. So what do you think as you go into this next month, is this Eclipse thing kind of dominating your schedule?
Yes, Eclipse is dominating a lot of the people at City Hall schedule. I mean, this is going to be incredible. You know, July 3rd, we shoot off fireworks down, and we get about 8,000 cars then. Mm-hmm. And the police tell me it takes 2 hours before all the cars can move off of Presque Isle from watching. And we're expecting anywhere from 58,000 to 200,000.
Incredible.
More cars, and each one of those cars could have a few people in it. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people have told me that they have somebody coming to live with them.
That's
from not too far away, but they're here to
watch the eclipse. Yeah.
And it's going to be an incredible thing to watch, I think.
Right.
The next one is not until 20. It's like 125 years.
Yeah, we won't be around.
We will not be here. No, we will not. But no. So this is a once in a lifetime thing to see, and I do.
And we are blessed to be right in the middle of it all.
We are. Yes, we are.
Yeah. Even if it's a bad cloudy day today, we will experience it. It'll get dark. So
absolutely, it's going to be like night for about four minutes, and probably a little longer than that. But that's when you can look up at the sun for those 4 minutes and not have to have the glasses on to protect your eyes. Other than that, don't look at it though.
Yeah.
Other than through the glasses.
All right. Well, we will catch up with you post eclipse.
Okay, that's right.
Well, actually, we'll probably record something for. We're going to do live coverage from noon until 6.
Okay.
And so maybe we'll grab you for recording
to
play during that time period.
I'll be at City Hall. So.
That's right. Are you going to wear one of those orange blazer thing?
I'm
I think
sure.
you should. I think you
should
wear like an orange vest with your the seal of the mayor on somewhere on that. Make sure somebody buys that for you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, Mayor. Yes. Mayor Joe Schember of the City of Erie, thanks for your monthly visit here.
You've been listening to The Joel Natale Show, Erie, Pennsylvania's daily podcast from TalkErie.com. Subscribe to our show on your favorite podcatcher and get involved by emailing joel@TalkErie.com.